Hey guys, Will Durst here to fervently thank Donald Trump for entering the GOP presidential sweepstakes because whatever that man touches turns to loud. He's the gift that keeps on dribbling nonsense. Got all the delicacy of a tumbling dumpster. Not just a loose cannon, more like a loose aircraft carrier. You could say his campaign got off to a rocky start. You could also say that transatlantic telecommunications cables make lousy dental floss. Critics claim the man with the gravity-defying haircut had to hire extras to pretend to be supporters at his announcement, but another way of looking at it is he's already creating jobs. Then at the very beginning of a statement where he used the word I or I've or I'm 244 times, and that doesn't even include me or we or us, the billionaire real estate developer went on some unfortunate illegal immigrant harangue characterizing all Mexicans as drug-crazed rapists, demonstrating why veteran politicians foolishly rely on scriptwriters and teleprompters so they don't stick their foot so deep into their mouths they can tickle their spleen with their shoelaces. And the price the Donald paid for his bout of verbal incontinence? Shooting straight to the top of the Republican polls. Now, some folks in the GOP maintain that Trump is a Democratic mole designed to make them look like intolerant cretins. But they crocheted the ass hat. Shouldn't be surprised when somebody picks it off the shelf and walks around in it. You almost kind of get the feeling that Trump isn't as excited about being commander-in-chief as he is with the prospect of forcing a black couple with two young daughters from their Washington, D.C. home. But love him or hate him, you got to admit that when true patriots ask, how long will it take America to have a presidential candidate with a cologne named after him? That time has finally come. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.